Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Bird's Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy teas sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.
You are listening to a brand new episode of Pop Off.
We had lots of new music this week, a single by Meg Thee Stallion and Brent Faiyaz's new sexy album.
We give our Glastonbury headline predictions.
And we go over the big winners for this year's EMA Awards. Hello, hello. Welcome back to our podcast. It's Thursday. It's Wednesday for us, but Thursday for you if you listen on a Thursday when it comes out.
Inside. That's what you sounded like. You're like, and another day and another Wednesday.
Those auction people or an MC. Yeah. Don't you think auction. Like auction people sound like MCs?
I'd really like to go to an auction once in my life.
Yeah, so I went to a Palestinian fundraiser for Palestine yesterday, but I missed the auction and I know I would have fucking loved it.
What kind of stuff were they auctioning?
They had some sick stuff. They had like this, also free Palestine, yeah, again. They had like these sovereign rings. They had loads of stuff, like stuff by different artists. Like the prizes were also like, they raised 7K, so well done Susie and well done ASCAP Shaz. Yeah, they had like a sovereign ring. For the raffle, they had two free tickets for Defected, like New Year's Day. Yeah, they had guest lists.
Entered that raffle.
Yeah, they had like guest lists for stuff. Yeah, they had loads of stuff. Like it was pretty sick. Cause obviously like Susie's, yeah, they're just all connected with like the cool people and the industry.
I saw a girl on TikTok. Oh, who's that actor? Paul Rudd. So I saw this TikTok of this girl and she spent $5,000. Selena Gomez did a auction for like rare beauty. I don't know what the funds were for. But this influencer paid $5,000 to have a movie night with Paul Rudd. So she was like, oh my God, that's unreal. That's sick. And then she... She found it after. She was like, obviously the money's going to a good cause, so like I'm not mad, I don't mind, but it's actually just tickets to his next premiere, but he's not currently casted in any film, so it could be like 10 years. And it's just two tickets. So she's like, I guess it is a movie night, but there'll be like hundreds of other people.
Yeah, she thought it was just like her and like
yeah, she was like in my head I was like going to his house and like
get some popcorn.
But I mean, I guess the money's still going to a good cause, so good for them.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
My week's been good. Obviously still not drinking, no hangovers. It's only been one weekend, but I did go out last night. So yeah, the secret as well is also having a vodka tropical, because like
vodka. It tastes...
No, sorry. a tropical Red Bull. a tropical Red Bull, because like it kind of tastes like it's got alcohol in it. Like it's got the little kick. And then obviously by the end of the night, you're feeling a bit frisky. And like, you don't need to worry anyways, because at the end of the day, you're sober. So you just go home into your bed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I could definitely... The only times that I think I would find like big events easier than like going to the pub. Because when I go to the pub...
Yeah, going to the pub is like, what else
like,
is
I want
to do?
Like a glass of wine while I'm like chatting and gossiping. But if I'm like at an event like that where it's a bit like...
It's more stimulating.
Yeah, and it's like... I mean, I might find like the dancing bit a bit awkward, but like, I feel like if everyone else is like not... It's more like the chatty part that I would want to drink for rather than like...
It's so weird because when I... many moons ago when I'd done Dry January, like I remember just like going to Prince of Peckham, which is literally like a bit of a hellhole, like especially on a Saturday and a Friday, and it's so busy, and like when you're sober you're just so aware, and like you think people are looking at you like the way you're dancing, and it's like, and then after like a couple times of being there I was like, girl, just fucking enjoy yourself, like why are you moving side to side so fucking stiff. But it's weird, like now I start to notice like what is alcohol and why do I feel so like, do you know what I mean? Like, what it makes you feel like.
Well, it's a drug.
No, to be drunk, yeah.
Yeah, but it is, it's a drug. Like, it changes.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, what is changing about me? Like, why don't I give a shit about the way that I'm dancing? What am I just not aware? You, like, you miss, I feel like with alcohol, what is happening is you're not, you don't account for every single second.
Yeah, me, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it slows your, like, reactions and senses down.
Yeah, so yeah, that's
it?
That's it, isn't it?
And then it's like, I feel like, I don't know if it's really geeky to say, but in life is then, instead of 64 frames per second, it's 32 frames per second. Aww. That's quite good for me. That was a good metaphor.
Oh, I started therapy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I started therapy yesterday. Fuck me, I can actually talk for England.
Really? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, well, obviously she hasn't asked me any questions that I don't answer. I gave her a little rundown of my life, like the issues, like people I want to punch up and stuff like that. So, yeah, but it's honestly just like talking to a mate, but like you don't have to ask how they are.
Yeah.
I asked how she is at the beginning, but like I don't have to feel sorry for her.
Yeah. I feel like therapy is one of those things where you, it sounds like you got a good therapist. Because I tried it once and I literally was like, I'm never fucking doing that shit again.
Yeah, no, she's like a, she got recommended to me by my mum.
Oh,
she's
that's
like
good.
A black lady. Like she does, she's just like so, I don't know. But at first I was a bit like apprehensive because like she just seems like she's so got her life together. And I was like, fuck me, that's not me. Like,
yeah. You know but sometimes that's good because it's like, that's kind of who you want to rant to because then they'll actually know what to, you know what I mean? Like if I rant to another friend who, doesn't have their life together as much as me, they're probably just gonna like gaslight me more like
no trust me
like
yeah.
And then as soon as they're like oh no that's the same as me, I'm like okay I find that I don't need to change anything.
Yeah,
whereas like when it's someone like that it's like this isn't normal, it's like okay someone else with an outside perspective,
you need someone like grounded in it. That's why my boyfriend is has to be the way he is, otherwise if he was similar to me we'd be fucking doomed, mate. What else has been going on in the world of Lewis?
In the world of Lewis, nothing. But we have an update on Kai. She's done another drop. We didn't think there was enough to speak about it whole, but she did a drop with Entire Studios, which is a streetwear brand, I'm pretty sure from LA, and it's like a puffer collection.
It's ugly.
And we also, if you want to see what Kai's quality is, go to Ruby Lynn on TikTok. She did an unboxing of some of the first drop. It's not giving, to say the least.
It's like so, like the, you know that leather trench? Because that was the only thing that we were considering. Yeah. Like we would, if we like had to pick something.
If they like messaged me being like, pick something up for gifting, I'd pick that. No, actually, I'm kind of downplaying it. I was genuinely considering... But by the time I even considered, by the time I even was like, actually, let me have a look at it, it already sold out anyway. So that was a sign from the universe.
Mm. I wonder what it smells like.
But I'm so glad I didn't get it now because A, as I mentioned, the quality is trash. And B, I just think, and I know this is probably just me caring too much about what others think, but fuck it. I don't care. It's human nature to care about what other people think. I don't want to be seen in Kylie Jenner's clothing brand.
No.
I think that's really
cringe.
It's
just like, yeah, like it's fine. People get really pressed when you say things like
right.
that. I remember like I put on my TikTok, I was like, oh, like this bag from Zara is so nice, but I know everybody's going to have it soon. And then someone was like, oh, to say that you don't want something that everyone else is going to have. Like,
I'm sorry,
so different.
I don't
want to spend fucking money on things that other people are going to have. Like I'd rather go to a fucking charity shop or go to like and get something a little bit more unique and just wait.
And nothing
it's not by fault.
Will defeat. And nothing will defeat. Oh yeah, no, that is right English. Nothing will defeat the feeling.
The word I didn't even know.
Beat is the word I meant. Nothing will beat the feeling of when you find a piece which no one else has and you get compliments every single time you wear it.
And then you get to say, sorry, secondhand.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I really don't care that people think that like it's me caring too much about other people's opinions. Okay, yeah, I fucking care too much about other people's opinions. I don't really care. I just don't want to be seen like everyone else.
I don't think that's caring about other people's opinions though.
It is hard. I mean, maybe it's just me personally. Half of it is like, I don't want people to think I'm basic.
Oh, okay.
And the other half is I also like my own individuality.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah, I guess that. I guess so.
Because
that.
If I was just purely based on liking my own individuality, I would be like, oh, I could style this basic, and I know I fucking could if I wanted to style a basic piece in my own way.
But that's just, I think that's just having the answer to a question though. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, because either you buy something that people, no one has, so then it's like, yeah, I don't want to have like people to think I'm basic, or you buy something because, actually, no. Some people just buy some stuff because they just like it, I guess. But I buy stuff that like other people have. I don't give a fuck. But like, there's just certain things where it's like so baitly, like, okay, that's from Zara. The bag was like black and it had studs in it. So it's like, I've never seen anywhere else with a bag like that. So it's going to be from Zara.
But I even find that about like designer pieces as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't matter. It's Zara, not cheap stuff.
Like,
yeah.
Like there's certain...
Like the Neverfull. I'm not getting that.
Or even like there's certain like recent streetwear shoes, which I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, it is not worth spending £300 on a pair of shoes, which every single person is going to have. But that is, again, and I know that it's me having a ego complex or whatever. I don't even know what the right terminology is for this. Is that the word? Ego complex?
You're asking the wrong person.
I don't know, but that's just me. And I don't really care about that. Like, I don't care that people would think that's lame because it's...
You're lame.
Yeah.
What else has been happening? Oh, Dansom Idris and Lori Harvey broke up. Now, we're not going to start saying that Lori Harvey's a problem and stuff like that, but... Yeah.
She's not the problem, though. I actually couldn't even give a fuck if she actually is the problem because men constantly date... Like, when Leonardo DiCaprio wants to date a new fucking 25-year-old every other week, everybody will make it into a meme and find it funny. But as soon as a very good-looking young black female wants to do it, all of a sudden she's slut-shamed and is being like, she must be the problem. Look at all these men run away. But if old, stinky white men want to do it, it's funny.
I don't think that she's a problem. But, I just think it's weird that she dated P. Diddy and his son.
I googled that though and she said she didn't. I know, I mean, obviously it's her work, like you're gonna deny that,
yeah.
But she was like, I would never do that.
Listen, if I was or Lori Harvey, I'd be fucking everyone. Also, like, I'm not being funny, but why not?
I know this is problematic, but I find P. Diddy so hot. him and Carisha are the hottest fucking couple ever, and I know that... I mean, I guess technically their relationship isn't problematic, but it's controversial, their relationship. But they're so hot. I almost reposted a picture of them on my story the other day. And I was like, actually, no, this is so tragic. Like, it's like that bitch to post a picture of Diddy and Carisha on my story.
Oh, did you?
No, I almost did because I loved the picture so much. And I was just like, I look like one of those like birds.
Do you know what I love at the moment is, oh yeah, I know what you mean. Like the, what's it? Oh fuck, I can't remember.
Like a Jaheen Icke type bitch.
Like, or like Lil Durk. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, it's just like, I can't do this, but I love the picture.
Do you know who I love is Terry Joe being on live with fucking JT.
Oh my God.
Carisha, did you see? Yeah, they're live. Yeah. And she was like talking about Easy. Yeah. And then B Diddy. But they were both laughing. But he just gets away, or she just gets away, or it depends who it is, gets away with anything and everything.
Diddy and Carisha?
No, Terry Joe.
Oh, Terry Joe. Yeah. I don't think they ever crossed the line though.
They crossed the line.
I've never seen a clip where I'm like, this is problematic.
They cosplay as a fucking disabled person. That is so problematic. Are you actually doing that? Well, because it's Cherry Joe, like, everyone's just like, nah, it's fine.
Okay. I've never thought about it like that, but when you like... Yeah, okay, that is problematic. Like, when you say it like that.
Yeah, but because they're actually fucking jokes, like, everyone's just like, yeah, it's fine. If I done that, because I'm not funny enough. Yeah.
There has been a whole lot of new music this week, which is all very exciting. First of all, Megan Thee Stallion has returned. Well, she released Bongos, but her solo return to music after everything that has happened. She's officially independent.
Period.
Everything she is doing is self-funded. So everybody go stream her new song, Cobra. Go watch the music video. She opens up
Are you doing promo?
No, because she, if you listen to, like, the song is such a sad song.
Yeah, I know. When she just suddenly started, like, saying, I miss my mom, I miss my dad, certain anxiety. I was like, aww.
Yeah, and it's really, I feel like it was very, I mean, I'm assuming it was very therapeutic for her to get that all out and release it. I think it's a really fucking good song. I think it's really cool and it's like Megan with up, but also there's nothing that Megan's done before. And I'm also, I don't give a fuck. Nicki Minaj wanted to tweet. So Megan speaks a lot about how she was depressed over the past 2 years and how, like, she's gone through a lot of shit and how she found out also that her boyfriend was cheating on her in her own bed.
That ugly thing.
Yeah, party.
Oh, hell no.
And It's a very like deep song.
Oh, is that what everyone was talking about the party guy?
Yes.
I was trying to work out who this party person. Okay, right.
And Nicki Minaj, I don't care if she didn't. People are saying that it wasn't anything to do with Megan. I really don't care. Read the room. She tweeted like some old ass meme of someone taking off their headphones the day or the day after Megan released that song. And especially when she incited so much hate onto Megan, even in the fucking first place, after when the whole, she wanted to call her an alcoholic and all that kind of stuff. I just think she's the most disgusting woman. Actually, no, don't say that. That's a bit deep, but she is awful.
She is an awful woman.
So everybody go stream Megan Thee Stallion's song. It's actually amazing.
I love the song. I listened to it in the car. I listened to it twice. I love the song because I think like, the way that she, obviously it's not her usual, so like she's like channeling into like her rock era, and I love the electric guitar, and I think like it's nice to, instead of like, because you know like it's a like, electric guitar sort of like rock music is like depressing but like uplifting at the same time. It channels some weird energy within me, do you know what I mean? Because it's like deep, it's dark, but at the same time like it's got a mad beat to it.
I couldn't name you one rock song.
Did you never listen to Green Day?
No. Oh, I know that song. That's fucking annoying. I don't like
Make
rock.
Green Day slander. What about Guns N' Roses?
Someone asked me, we'll get on to Glastonbury in a bit, but someone was asking me, we were speaking about Glastonbury, and they were like, Guns N' Roses. And I was like, I wish that they would headline. And I was like, I wouldn't know a single Guns N' Roses song. And they were like, what? And they were naming these songs, and I was genuinely like, nope.
Oh, that's only because of my dad, though. But my dad's a bit of a...
rocker.
He loves a bit of everything. It honestly ranges.
Pink Pantherist.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion.
But yeah, that was my music pick of the week, Megan Thee Stallion. Isla's is...
my boyfriend, Brent Fires. I fucking love him. Sorry, babe, but I actually do. I think he's honestly the sexiest man alive.
I don't think I really know what he looks like.
Excuse me.
I just tune out of male celebrities.
No, you can't. Not with this one. He's got a certain aura that just like speaks without him even needing to open his fucking beautiful lips.
Maybe it's his vibe.
It is. It's like Skepta.
Okay, because Skepta's aesthetically beautiful.
So is he.
I don't think, he's not bad looking, but I'm not like, he's dropped
dead
gorgeous.
Okay, yeah, I get what you mean
with
Skepta.
So I'm like, if I saw Brent speak and move, it would help.
Motion. Yeah, it's quite similar to Skepta, how it's like very cool, doesn't need to say too much. Like he just kind of like stands there, like you could probably just end up like being on a whole date and him not saying anything. And I'll be fine with that.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd really be fine with that?
Yeah.
I don't listen to his music. I don't know. It's a bit. You know, remember when we were saying that, saying that about Frank Ocean, I kind of view him in the same vein.
Oh, hell no.
I know.
Frank Ocean is very, very depressing. That's next level. Brent Fires produces actual like R&B music.
Good for him.
No, Lewis, please. I listen to fucking Cobra.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. But I've listened to some of his songs before and it's just too slow for me.
Okay, I'll give you, right, do you like Missy Elliott?
Yeah.
Right, so you can listen to Last One Left.
Okay.
And then one of my other favourite songs is Outside All Night, which is, and the woman on it is just, she sounds like a fucking fairy. Like,
oh, I like that. Like, what's she called?
She's called New York, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, New Yorker. Okay, that's what it's supposed to say, but it's N3WYRLKLA.
Right.
But I'm assuming it says New Yorker. And then he's got quite a few, like most of his songs are like just fucking sick. But yeah, it's just, and he's obviously like touring at the moment and I don't have any tickets. So if anyone wants to, let me know.
Did I tell everyone that I got Pink Panther's tickets?
Really?
Yeah, I'm so excited for February.
Oh,
sorry,
I saw
it
New Zealand.
So fucking long for me to get the tickets. So that's just reminding me that I didn't brag about that.
Can I brag about something?
Yeah.
When I was in New Zealand, she invited me to her show.
Oh, you did? That's a good brag. Can I brag again?
Yeah, go.
Okay. This is a good brag.
Okay.
I saw Doja Cat, and I bought tickets to go see Doja Cat in 2019 in heaven,
heaven,
and there was about 300 people there.
Oh my god, I was gonna go to that as well. It's when
Juicy was just
yes.
blown up,
because me and my friends used to sing all the time, and the tickets were £10, yeah. isn't it?
And I went, and it was actually really, really good.
Yeah, I can fucking imagine, because I've never had a bad night in heaven.
And now she's like one of the most famous singers on the planet, and I'm just like that is my, that is like nothing. I don't think I will ever be able to like tap into something like so early on as that to be like I was there before it was
I think
cool.
that was like one of my biggest regrets. It's weird as well that happened, because that was such a fucking humongous song, but she yeah. still wasn't like...
I think it was because it was just starting to blow up on TikTok, but like most people wouldn't just go see an artist because they know one of their songs from TikTok. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like people were buying tickets, but like it wasn't enough to do a bigger venue.
Mm. But I thought like her whole aura of like how she like dances and stuff, like everyone would be like, oh my God. Well, that's what drew me in. It was just giving camp, you know?
Dua Lipa's coming back to music. Very excited.
Do you listen to Dua Lipa?
I don't actively sit in the car and go, I'm going to listen to Dua Lipa today. But when a fucking Dua Lipa song comes on, you best believe I'm getting up and tapping my feet.
Really?
Oh, like,
I'm never in a premises that plays Dua Lipa. But if I'm in fucking New Look for some reason.
Not even in like an Uber, in a bar, in a... I quite often listen to the radio.
If I'm ever in a bar that's playing Dua Lipa, I'm usually having a big boy conversation with someone.
But like, even like, there's some, like I don't, she, her music is, in terms of pop music, I don't think anyone currently does pop music better than Dua Lipa.
I like the song, and the only place that I was where I really, because they were playing her music video, and I don't know why, but it was the one where she's on like the cow, and she's like... Or on the, like, not the, in the actual, like, cow, like, you know, the...
Oh, the... I think that might be... I can't remember.
Yeah, but she looks super hot in that. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, she's coming to save pop music. Actually, you know what? Who I will also give 10s to? Tate McRae. She... she sings that greedy song that is all over TikTok, like I will love myself, the tube girl song. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But if you actually go watch her music videos, she's given choreography down, she's given pop girl renaissance. So I'm excited to see where she goes, but I feel like pop girls is not your bag.
I'm into that deep shit.
I'm interested in pop girls, but not in terms of their music.
Just like,
I like their career trajectory, aesthetic and creative direction.
Oh sorry, I just said because they're hot.
I am a gay man.
But when I say because they're hot, I don't mean in like a sexual way.
No.
I mean because of basically what you said.
Well, yeah. Like, yeah. I follow Dua Lipa mainly on Instagram because...
That's hot.
Yeah. Rather than like I care to keep up with her life. Yeah, although she does have a very fascinating life.
Does she?
She's constantly on holiday.
Really?
Oh my God.
Like what?
Like just everywhere. She's all across the world.
She fucking dresses good though.
She dresses good. She's always on holiday. She's got a very like fun group of friends. She's just... She's a great pop star.
Wow, that's so fun.
And Harry Styles shaved his head, allegedly. There was a blurry picture of him. And he looks like, if anyone's watched Big Brother, the bald Kerry memes, he looks like that. And it's really gross. But then a lot of people were like, I've never seen anything more my type. And I'm like, it is it's about 8 pixels in the picture. You cannot even, if I didn't know that was Harry Styles, I would never guess that's Harry Styles. I'm like, how can you say that like he's never been more your type when it's not even like a clear visioned picture? Finally, in terms of music, Glastonbury is about to go. Well, the tickets are about to go on sale. I registered. I'm going to.
How do I register?
Girl, oh my God, did you not?
Who do I have to follow for these things?
So the Glastonbury registration, I think, closed on the 30th of October, and tickets were supposed to go on sale on the 3rd or 2nd of November. So everybody, and there's been a lot of drama because everybody took the day off work, but do you know what I mean? Like planned their like day around these tickets dropping. And
except
then
for Isla Loba.
Literally a few hours before they were like, some people, they deleted all prior registered accounts prior to 2020 and sent out multiple emails being like, just so you know, if you don't re-register, you're not going to be registered. And apparently a lot of people missed that email. So they were like, this is so unfair. I thought I was registered. So they postponed it, reopened registration so you can register now.
Oh.
Here's your reminder. I'm pretty sure it'll shut on Friday or sometime soon because tickets go back on sale next week. So it'll probably shut on Monday or Sunday. So if you haven't registered yet, here's your warning. I shouldn't be fucking doing this because I'm reducing my chance of getting tickets. But and now tickets are no longer going on sale. They got a 2-week postpone. And I'm at fucking Winter Wonderland now on the day that the tickets go on sale. So I'm not
Sorry, this is way too complicated for my small little fucking brain.
I probably explained that horrendously. But more importantly, there has been rumours of headliners. And so Annie Mac and Nick Grimshaw have a podcast together, and they had Emily Evers on, who is the Glastonbury co-organiser. And on the podcast, I actually listened to this podcast, she dropped that they had just offered a really big American artist a headline spot for next year. And basically she was saying that they like the headliner still won't be confirmed because like people want to do it so badly, like they like wait out and hold for it, that kind of stuff. But she said that they just had a really big American female artist call up and say, is it still available? Can I do it?
Fucking, if it's Taylor Swift.
Are saying Taylor Swift, people are saying Rihanna, people are saying Beyonce. I think it might be Madonna.
Madonna would be good.
Madonna is American, right?
Yeah. She's not Australian, is
no,
she?
No, that's Kylie.
Okay.
Do you remember when Kylie Minogue and Kylie Jenner had a trademark battle over the word Kylie and Kylie Minogue won?
Did she? Yeah. Yeah, that.
That's my queen. Kylie Minogue was my first ever concert.
Really?
When I was like 8.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
My
very
first
on
ever
brand.
Concert was High Five. Do you remember High Five?
I rarely recognise the name.
No, like these Australian people, and they used to like sing and stuff.
Oh, were they like an S Club 7 type?
Kind of. They were just on Channel 5.
Right.
I'm not as cool as you guys. Oh my God, my first concert was Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, like first like actively choosing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Which is the kind of Dua Lipa vibes, no?
Yeah. No! Eliza Doolittle was like, who was my first concert that I actively like went and bought tickets to with my own money? I went to go, no one probably knows who she is. There's this singer called Nina Nesbitt. And I went and she was, no offense to Nina Nesbitt, very unprofessional. I was like 13, so I had to be home quite, like my mum was like, I think it was like my mum was waiting to take me home and she was 2 hours fucking late.
Who, your mum or the
Nina Nesbitt? Yeah. And there was like literally 20 of us like sat on the floor of this HMV in fucking Oxford Street. And I just had to like leave because I didn't even get to see her because it was just like, she's taking too long. I don't think it's going to be Taylor Swift. I mean, it's not going to be Taylor Swift because she's playing in Ireland over the dates of Glastonbury. I don't think it'll be Beyonce. I think Beyonce's too big.
Britney Spears?
I don't think Britney will ever perform again.
Really? Oh no. My God, remember I said that just in case it is? Because remember last year when everyone thought that she was going to be performing? Was it not Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah, with Elton John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And people are saying Rihanna because allegedly Rihanna was confirmed for last year and then had to pull out because she got pregnant. So people are saying that now she's had the baby, she was the one who called up and was like, I can do it now.
Is she not supposed to be touring or something?
She allegedly signed. It's all like nothing's ever fucking come from the word of mouth.
This year I will fucking be going to Glastonbury, mark my bloody words.
But the top three rumoured headliners, which the Daily Mail released, will be Dua Lipa on Friday, Coldplay on Saturday, and Madonna on Sunday.
Okay.
Which I would be absolutely thrilled with. I feel like Glastonbury sometimes always does like an older person in the mix. Yeah. Like a Guns N' Roses
My bloody mum's been 4 times
like
in a row.
Like a Stevie. Bruce Springsteen was another rumoured one for this year. And I was just like,
Who is that? I thought he was an actor.
No, I didn't know any of the songs. I googled it and my mum shouted at me because I was like, I don't know any of these fucking songs. But I know Dua Lipa, Coldplay and Madonna songs. So I'd be thrilled with that. That'd be a fantastic lineup for me.
Yeah, fair. On another topic of music, Lauryn Hill. Have you seen all the drama of her concerts and stuff?
No.
Her like turning up 2 hours late and then like saying, you're lucky that I'm here, like da 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 da, all this stuff. And like every single, like every couple of years, the black Twitter kind of like go, or even just Twitter in general, just go crazy because like they rediscover all the things that Lauryn Hill has done.
Right.
And she's like a fucking horrible woman, you know? Like there's actually so much shit, like actual like deep shit that she's done. I think off the top of my head? Absolutely not. But it's just like weird stuff to do with like, stuff to do with her kids. Like she was like with a cult leader at one point as well.
Oh
yeah, she's just got like, and everyone says that she's literally the worst performer she's like they've ever like seen
really?
In their life. Yeah. One of like, I was just reading, going through comments in it, and like no one was fucking the top comment was someone not defending her, but giving a bit of context to what it was. But still, like she was basically saying like, you're lucky I'm here, like da 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 da. And another woman said, like, one time she was 6 hours late.
Oh, my God. You'd go home at that
point.
Yeah,
I know. I would never.
There is not a single...
6 hours is insane.
Unless it was someone like... Rihanna had retired for like 30 years and it was her last show. That is like literally like... Or Beyonce. That is the only instance in this world where I'm waiting 6 hours for someone.
Mm, yeah.
Because I'm like, this is... I'll wait for however long.
Oh, and she never like... And also, there was another thing where one of her albums, she didn't pay or... Not pay tribute. What's that called? Credit like anyone on like the album. I think it was an album or was it maybe one of her hit songs? I don't remember, but like she's a fucking problematic woman. Like it goes from relationships to her music career, right. Like just being a
like
non,
it's like every category of her life.
Yeah, basically just not being a nice person at all.
Who do you think the worst person you've ever seen live is? I'm trying to think if there's a concert I've been to and like sat there and gone like, this is actively bad. But I don't know if there ever has been. Like I've never gone to a concert and been like, oh my God, this is dreadful.
I don't know. I'm not really a massive concert person. Oh, Beyonce, I'm joking.
She got y'all.
My friend that was staying with me from LA, I don't know how much the tickets were for Beyonce hit. Did you pay for yours?
Yeah.
Were they really expensive?
I think I got Golden Circle, which is like
the
middle tier. So okay. There's standing Golden Circle Club Renaissance.
Is that just like a bit up?
No, so it's like standing is like the back two thirds. Mm-hmm. And then in... The Golden Circle is like the front two thirds.
Oh, next to the stage?
No, no, no. But then there's like the stage and then the gap in the middle between the circle bit and the front bit in there is Club Renaissance. So I was close and I think I paid like 250 per ticket.
Oh, that's calm. Because my friend, she's from LA and she paid for Beyonce tickets and like me and my boyfriend were trying to guess and we were like, okay, like she got like, I don't know if she got the cheapest or maybe the second cheapest. Like £400, no. $900 fucking dollars she paid. No, $1,200, sorry, which is like about £900.
I think I remember, because I think when I came home from seeing Beyonce the second time, I was like, you know what, I'd really like to see her again, but like in a few months' time. Mm. So I went to look and was like, maybe I could like tie it into a trip. And I was like, this is going to, like the tickets were going to cost more than the fucking trip.
Really?
Yeah, so I was just like, obviously I'm not
everyone
doing that.
In America is like dumb expensive though.
Yeah, but I think it's because they get paid a better salary. Like they're...
Yeah, but that's still, like...
No, but like in comparison, like we find it really expensive when we go there and to like visit
they don't
there.
Get paid, like their minimum wage isn't like crazy amount more than ours.
But I think the average salary is a lot higher.
Oh.
Because they are a more economically advanced country.
Well, the way that they're begging for tips, like, is not given.
But you know they make so much money from tips.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching.
That's all that in your face, and then
shut
you turn
the
around.
Fuck up.
I know. And then they're fucking.
I was watching a TikTok of this girl, and she was like 32, and someone was like shaming her for being a waitress. And she was like, I've literally been a waitress my entire life, and I'm never going to leave this job because any entry level job is never going to match the amount of tips I make. Like the income I get through tips. And I was like, wow. I was like,
yeah, but relying on that is just long.
Yeah.
And then you get pissed off at customers because they've not paid you.
I just could imagine like a UK, but someone from the UK making more from tips than you would on
I know.
From their salary.
But I would
never. So stingy.
I know. I'm not fucking, sorry, next time I go to America, I'm not being bullied into fucking tipping people like the full amount.
But also, I understand that you have to, not have to, but it's very like...
Recommended.
To tip because that's where all their income comes from. But it's like, why am I paid?
Yeah, that's just so backwards. Like, do I look like a fucking owner's
like,
company?
These corporations are multi-million pound countries. Yeah. Corporations, they can afford to pay them, surely.
I can't.
But maybe there's...
That's like, we're talking like an extra, so if it's like the bill's like $100, you're talking about like an extra like 20, 30, no, not even 20 because... Isn't 20 the minimum? Like 20% is the minimum.
I think so. I can't really remember. I didn't tip sometimes when I was in New York and they would give me dirty looks. But like, say if I would get a £4 fucking coffee and she would like turn the card machine around being like, tip? And I would be like, I would just press no because it's like, it's a £4 coffee. You didn't even make it. Someone over there made it.
Yeah.
And then she would go, have a nice day. And then sorry that she's
I
not British.
Will.
Have a nice day. And I'd be like, oh my God. Like, you would have got a $1 tip. Like, breathe. Anyway, we'll be right back after this to discuss People's Sexiest Man Alive 2023 and the EMAs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome back. I just got a message from my friend. I love it when like people message, like they comment on that something that I said at the end of my TikTok, and I'm like, oh, you watched
it. Oh, you watched
it
all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so cute. Okay, getting into the sexiest man alive. Do you think that he is black or white? He's white. Spoiler. it's Patrick Dempsey. Wait, you said that you were going to surprise and show us like the last...
But I thought, sorry, just to talk about 2023, I was convinced it was going to be Jeremy Allen White.
Who?
He's from Shameless USA. That's where I first knew him from. But he's everywhere right now because of The Bear.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I was convinced it was going to be him. So when it was Patrick Dempsey, I was actually quite surprised. Patrick Dempsey is a good looking man, though. Would I say the same?
No. But you actually... Maybe it's like Jeremy Allen White's... demeanor or whatever, but he just gives me that like Mykonos white boy.
I don't find him overly attractive. Would I sleep with him? Probably, but I'm not like the sexiest man alive. But I would. I just assumed it would be him because he's getting forced down offers. His PR team is working overtime right now.
Like, look, sorry, that is not a
but
face.
But he looks like a lot of the other World's Sexiest Men. The People's Magazine's World's Sexiest Men, I don't know the full lore behind it, but it's usually an older man. It's usually an actor or an established media personality. It's usually someone who's not controversial. Like, you're not getting, like...
P. Diddy.
Yeah. Well, actually, I can maybe see Diddy, but you're not, it's usually someone like over the age of 40.
You're not like, getting Kanye.
Yeah. Or like you wouldn't get, I'm trying like Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Like it's like an older man.
When he is one of the sexiest men in the world.
He is. He's gorgeous. And also, we're seeing him everywhere because of his Elvis film that he's in or whatever.
Oh.
And he's got really good style.
Yes, he does.
Anyway, let's go through. I feel like you're going to need to Google some of these names because I'm going to have to Google some of them. 2022 was Chris Evans. I believe he's an actor. He is good looking. He's sexy.
Going off of Chris Evans quickly, I watched a really good film the other day called, Pain Hustlers. It's with Chris Evans and Emily Blunt. So please watch it. It's really good. It's about the opioid, but it's just a sick film.
Opioid.
Like opioids, like the drugs. Like they start making like these drugs and then like selling them like illegally and shit like that.
Fact.
But it's really good. It's like
based off true story.
Yeah, it's based off a true story. Like it's good.
Okay, let's say if we would or wouldn't shag each one. I would have sex with Chris Evans.
Would I have sex with Chris Evans? Yeah, I actually fucking would.
2021 was Paul Rudd.
Hold on.
I think he's really good. He's
Oh yeah, Paul Rudd
like,
isn't too bad.
He's like that old like friend's dad. Do you know what I mean?
But he looks like kind of awkward at the same time.
Yeah, I would.
He gives me like Modern Family like thingy. What's his name? The dad.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, he gives me like he could be like Phil in real life.
Yeah, I maybe would, maybe wouldn't. If I was drunk, maybe.
It has to be a yes or no.
If I was drunk, okay. If yes or no, gunpoint, I probably would.
Gunpoint. Okay.
2020, Michael B. Jordan. Obviously, we all know who he is. Obviously, we all would. 2019 was John Legend.
John Legend is not fair.
This is a no from me.
No. John Legend looks like a teddy bear.
I don't know. There's like good for him for making
them. Look at that. Look at the pout.
I wouldn't classify him in the world's sexiest men alive, personally.
Oh, maybe if he was naked.
Isla!
No, but with his top off, like, he doesn't look that bad though.
Ooh. He's like too, you know, like older men have to have that sort of like je ne sais quoi about
them. Like
he has
lips.
John Legend has no je ne sais quoi about him. It's a no from me.
He looks too cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was your answer?
No.
Oh. 2018 was Idris Elba.
Oh, in a fucking heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I probably would. I don't think I find him as attractive as many other people do.
Really?
Like
his aura though, do you know what I mean? He's just got that sexy aura.
He definitely smells very, like he definitely wears a very strong fragrance. 2017 was Blake Shelton.
Who?
He's an American country singer.
Oh, hell no.
Look.
Are you? No, that's got to be a joke. That's got to be rigged.
It's a no from me.
Yeah, absolute no from me.
No.
He looks like he has huge feet.
2016 was Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Yeah.
I would. He's very large, but like...
He could pick me up, throw me around, that's fine.
2015 was David Beckham, obviously, yes. 2014 was Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, what is Chris Hemsworth?
Liam's the better looking brother. Chris is a no from me.
Oh, I would.
Oh, okay. Well, he looks better there, but in 20...
Wait. Did you know he was Australian?
Yeah.
I found that out the other day.
Could you search Chris Hemsworth 2014 and you would not either?
Oh, no. He looks like my friend's dad.
That's not... Oh, that's not... He's had a glow up, but...
Oh, no, I would, though. Like, those eyes.
And finally, 2013, 10 years ago, was Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
Yeah, Adam Levine's fucking sexy, I'll be real.
Who would be our picks for World's Sexiest Man Alive?
Skeptor.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I think mine would be... I always say Aaron Piper. I'm like, can you come up with something else?
Oh, no.
Like, but he is just... I don't think...
Aaron Piper is just like a
there's
Spanish
no celebrity which ticks every box. No celeb, sorry. Because like, I like he's got good style, which I feel like a lot of celebrities don't have.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would probably be mine.
Yeah.
But until next year...
And Jacob Elordi as well.
Yeah.
But I think Skepta could get away with it because he's older.
Yeah.
But then he just...
Imagine if we had a Shade Burr as sexiest man.
Oh my God.
Be like Jack Fowler.
Oh wait, talking about... Shade Barra's stuff, it's got nothing to do with actual Shade Barra, but the Foot Asylum thing, have you watched it at all?
Oh no, I've not watched any of it and I never will.
Okay.
Not never will, God. I would watch it in
I'm
my...
I'm telling tennis.
But like, I'm just like, it's so not my humour.
Yeah.
And I've seen some clips of Tennessee, she seems funny. I've seen some clips of Madame Joyce, obviously she seems funny. But the overarching themes and humour and topics and banter just aren't my sense of humour.
What is... I don't
know
the premise.
It's very like laddie and like the boys are like very boisterous.
Yeah, but like Foot Asylum are doing all of this, but are they getting sales?
I don't know, but they'll be making a fuck ton through AdSense. They're uploading videos and they get a million views every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Because I don't know a single person that says, oh yeah, I'm going to go get my shoes from Foot Asylum.
But we love you, Foot Asylum.
Yeah, I guess. So, and finally, the EMAs, it was announced last month that they are cancelling the 2023 EMAs due to the Israel-Hamas war. I would like to correct that to the genocide happening in Palestine. So, yeah, because of the volatility of world events. Well, I guess, are they doing something to help instead?
Yeah, good point. Are they raising any money? Are they raising any awareness?
It's just giving day off.
Yeah, surely it would have been better to run the event and like run
raise
like
money.
Testimonials is the wrong word, but like, you know, like have people come and like speak about it. And you know how usually like award shows in the breaks, it's like fucking like out of date celebrities coming on and trying to be funny.
Mm.
Like, why didn't they just use that time to like raise awareness?
I don't know. It's very much sitting on the fence though. It's very like, okay, we don't want to do it because we don't want to upset people, but then we don't want to talk about it either.
Also, I could kind of see how it would be quite tone deaf if they're trying to raise awareness, then next minute they're awarding Nicki Minaj for being the best like rapper. But the winners were still announced despite the fact that the award show was cancelled.
So EMAs, just for clarification, because I actually had no fucking clue what it was, is the
European Music Awards, different to the VMAs, which is the Video Music Awards, but both are under MTV.
So this includes, this is like about, this is...
No,
like,
and it's still international, the winners.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm aware, it's European-based voting.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I think that's it. I'm pretty sure, but if someone wants to correct me, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Isla, we're going to play a game. I'm going to read out some of the categories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read out all the nominees because there's like 8 nominees in each category. I'll pick 4 and one of them will be the winner and you have to guess which one it is. Okay. So for Best Song 2023, the nominees are Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red, Jungkook featuring La'o, 7, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire, and Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
Flowers.
Wrong.
Doja Cat.
Wrong.
Not Big Lotto.
Yeah.
What?
You know that's the most, it's the fastest song to hit a billion streams.
Who? What song is it?
It's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 days a week. every hour, every second, every minute.
Is it
every
with? Night, oh, is night. It with a K-pop star?
Jungkook, yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, especially if it's fan voting. Their fan base is crazy. But I was really shocked. It's
Oh, she is in her bag, Lotto, by the way.
It really shocked me that it was the fastest song to hit a million streams. A billion, sorry. It was the fastest to hit a million and a billion, actually. Oh, no, sorry, 100 million and a billion.
Yeah. I mean, the K-pop world is... I don't doubt them.
Best music video. The nominees are Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red, Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion, Bongos, SZA, Kill Bill, and Taylor Swift, Antihero.
Is it Taylor Swift?
Yeah. And that music video isn't even good. Like, even
I
if she had...
seen it.
It's so boring. But even if she had, like, a good music video, I would have given it. I would have personally given it to...
Paint the Town Red. Even that's a bit demonic.
Oh, sorry. Miley Cyrus Flowers was... Actually, no. You know what? I would give it to Olivia Rodrigo Vampire.
I haven't watched it. Good?
It's like she's like running through the streets. It's all about like Hollywood. And like she goes to perform on stage and like things start going wrong.
Oh.
It's cute. Is it great? No. But I don't think music videos are great anymore, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get the same drama as we used to. Best artist of 2023. I'm going to read out every single one of these because it's easy to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Doja Cat, Miley Cyrus... First of all, okay, it's all females. Doja Cat, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, Olivia Rodrigo, SZA, and Taylor Swift.
Was it Taylor Swift?
Yeah. The thing is with fan votes is it's fucking annoying because their fan base has just come out of nowhere and just starts spamming it.
Yeah.
I would have personally given it to SZA this year.
I would have given it to,
Doja Cat?
Yeah, but people don't like Doja Cat though.
No, but your own personal award.
Yeah, I guess so. But then I actually do like, even though I don't listen to Olivia Rodrigo, I actually do quite like her.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I rate her.
Yeah, I rate her, yeah.
Best new artist. Coi Leray, Flo, Ice Spice, Peso Pluma, Pink Pantheress, Renee Rapp.
Ice Spice? Oh, so what are the first two again?
Coi Leray, Flo, Peso Pluma, Pink Pantheress, Renee Rapp.
Renee Rapp.
Peso Pluma.
Who's that?
He's a Latin American artist, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, it's just like K-pop stuff. I feel like it's got big.
And I hadn't heard of him until this year, but he's actually like kind of good. I kind of like him. I think he's, I don't know actually, but I'm pretty sure he's a rapper.
Oh,
he is a Mexican musician and singer.
Okay.
Best hip hop: Cardi B, Central C, Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi Vert, Metro Boomin, Nicki Minaj, and Travis Scott.
Cardi B, Travis Scott,
Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
obviously the Barbs.
Yeah, but I thought the Barbs are like 40 now.
I would have given it to obviously maybe it's biased because I'm British, but Central C.
Yeah, that's what I've.
But obviously, like
a little bit, because he's like been having like,
and it's impressive for a British rapper to break through America like he has. I don't actually know if a British rapper.
Yeah, I saw his come up crazy.
I actually don't know if a British rapper has done that before, broken through that much, because I feel like British rap is very much like incubated in the UK, and like it doesn't really go much elsewhere else, because I don't know why actually. Maybe someone should do a study on that. And finally, best live. Beyonce, Burna Boy,
Beyonce.
Ed Sheeran, Maneskin, SZA, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd.
Taylor Swift was it? Fuck's sake!
She can't even perform live.
I'm sick, that is rude.
I'm sick of pretending like, oh, we shouldn't take her down, like blah, blah, blah.
No, we can fairly critique
someone if everyone is giving someone so much praise.
No, she should not. No.
I even went to see The Weeknd live and The Weeknd was better than Taylor Swift.
Have you seen Taylor Swift live? Don't answer that question. It's fine.
But I've seen videos. I've seen enough. I get forced it every day down my throat.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy I'm not on that side of anything.
I just don't understand. I don't know. Let me not.
Well done, Taylor Swift, for basically taking everything.
Yeah. And the Grammy nominations come out next week, which I'm very excited for. I'm predicting big weeks for SZA, Taylor Swift, Ice Spice. I think Peso Pluma will get... I hope Flo get a nomination for Best New Artist. And I hope Ray gets some sort of nomination. But I can see both of them being overlooked.
I see why... Like, I don't understand, actually, why Ray gets... Like, I don't know any of her music.
Well, you know Escapism. The man that I love set me down last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, roll up in a Bentley, one Christian, one Fendi. I don't... They're, like, her main two songs. But like a lot of her old stuff, you'll know, like I got a bed, but I'd rather be in your.
Yeah, but that's all old stuff.
Yeah.
But fair enough.
But I actually listened to her. She did a show at the Royal Albert Hall, and she uploaded it onto Spotify, and it's really, really good. Mm. So I feel like you probably wouldn't like it. But if you are a Ray fan out there, I would recommend. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram and YouTube at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this week's episode. Who would you have as the world's sexiest man 2023? And who do you want to see headline Glastonbury? Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.